Six Music.
From one, it's BBC Introducing with Tom Robinson. From midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B Belly BC, that's who.
Doesn't it? That was the Walkman and Angela Surf City. I've just realised that I'm not doing my little tradition that's poking my head out of my roof and letting you listen to the ambience. Ah, the trees are denuded. Is that a word? Let's shut that window. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. That was The Walkman and Angela Surf City. I'm pre-recording my show, as always, in the roof of my little house here in North Manchester. I'm a little bit rough, as this time of year, lots of people get a bit of a bug, a bit of a virus. I'm no exception. But it's alright, I've only got to make three radio programmes and do a nationally broadcast gig this week. So, good week to have a bad throat. I went to see Laura Marling play at Manchester Cathedral last night. And it was absolutely amazing. She transcended, she put it out there, and yeah, she just gets better and better. She seems to have found a new rooms in her soul, as well as new places in her voice with every record. Stunning. I had a great night. And yeah, we all went for a drink afterwards as well. And I'm delighted to say as well, the Leisure Society were there supporting her. But great gig to both bands. Let's hear from Laura now. This song is called Salinas. This is from A Creature I Don't Know, and I think you should buy that album. I'm sure you'll agree to me after we listen to this.
I am from Salinas, where the women go forever, and they never ever stop to ask why. My mother was a savior of 6 foot of bad behavior, long blonde curly hair down to her thigh. Oh, my mother. Oh, my friends. Ask the angels, will I ever see heaven again? Late into the evening, they would take each other screaming, looking darkly to the back of her eyes. Careless beast was bleeding, that the air behind was breathing, that they mustn't ever look up to the sky. No answers there are found. Ask the angels, am I heaven bound? Gun will turn before the sun starts to burn, understand? And the clouds roll in. We start paying for our sins with a gun in my hand and my son at my shoulder. Believe I will run before that boy gets older. Oh, and that gun will turn before the sun starts to burn, understand?
Told you. I bet you were downloading that legally from a reputable supplier of digital music while you were listening to it. That was Laura Marling and Salinas from the album A Creature I Don't Know. Once again, she was amazing last night at the Cathedral. She's been doing a tour of cathedrals right around the country. Very generous thing to do that, because it's very difficult for her to make money doing gigs of that size and nature. You have to put all your equipment in yourself, all the lights in yourself. And yeah, there won't be much of a turnover from that tour. In fact, I know she was doing matinee gigs at the cathedrals as well. But she's done it because she wanted to create a great atmosphere for her fans. And I think that is noble and worthy of our praise. As is this next song. Leanne Le Havas is a new talent that I've never heard of before. She's absolutely fantastic. You couldn't just call her a soul singer. She has got an incredibly soulful voice. Very beautiful girl. Leanne Le Havas. And I heard this tune and it took me ages to recognise it, because she's done a really good version of Final Form by Everything Everything. It's from the Lost and Found EP, which I'm going to play a couple of tracks next week from, or rather I'm going to play one now, I'm going to play one next week, because she's also done a tune with Willie Mason on this EP, which is really touching, really lovely song. But this is a cover version of Everything Everything's Final Form. Here's the name again, it's Leanne Le Havas, and it's from the only record that she's ever put out, which comes out this month, the Lost and Found EP. New talent, you heard it here first.
What is that incessant humming coming from your Mangamore? Oh, you breathe twin towers out, he gave you powers out.
brilliant, eh? Once again, that's Leanne Le Havas and Final Form. And that's originally by Everything Everything, but I think she's done a great job. One more time, Leanne Le Havas. I find it difficult to hold a name in my head, so I thought I'd say three. Why not one more for good luck? Leanne Le Havas. And I really enjoyed saying you heard it here first just before I played that song. I think I might throw some more radio cliches in over the next hour and a half, however long left we have on the show. But yeah, great new music. And you know, great new music don't just take care of itself. You need good police. Our Victim, written in 1936 by the incomparable Cole Porter, became a signature song for Frank Sinatra, backed by Nelson Riddle's amazing arrangement for big band. A confident, swaggering Goliath of a song, it was a favourite of swing fans the world over, and a giant to slay for the musical marauders. First keyboard killer Klaus Wunderlich, only recently released on license following our first ever murder conviction, fired up the Wurlitzer, pulled out all the stops and attempted to beat it to death bossa nova style. Thankfully, no permanent damage was done. Next, Michael the Moulet Bolton, with a gravelly vowel-stretching vocal, performed a sort of reverse Sweeney Todd by gluing a menacing-looking hairpiece to its head. Nevertheless, it staggered on towards safety, leaving a trail of screaming women in its wake. Then, in an horrific case of cannibalism, Old Blue Eyes himself, aided and abetted by a sickeningly obsequious Bono, tucked their napkins under their chins, grabbed the cutlery and tore into it. Mercifully, the combination of smoky crooner and Irish syrup made it virtually inedible. But when ex-Deep Purple frontman turned musical mercenary Glenn Hughes grabbed the nearest axe and, screaming like a banshee, prepared to hack to pieces this classic song for swinging lovers, oh, it was murder. I think we've got it, Glenn. Whew.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart that you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I tried so not to give in. I said to myself, this affair never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know so well? I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats, repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time that I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. Sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near. In spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats how it yells in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Why not use your mentality? Step up, wake up to reality. Just the thought of you makes me stop just before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. Yes, I've got you under my skin.
There we go. I'm not often glad to hear Frank Sinatra. I'm quite famously, I think, not a fan of his. But I was very relieved to hear him then. That was, of course, I've Got You Under My Skin. I always get loads of really actually pointed, angry emails whenever I say that I think Frank Sinatra was overrated. Don't bother, I don't read them.
Six Music. Six Music is...
I like the idea that as you're educating yourself to the present and to the future, you're also re-educating yourself as to your past.
The John Peel Lecture.
Main restrictions on bands continuing creativity does come from the audience.
Tomorrow night, from 7 on BBC Radio 6 Music, The Who's Pete Townsend gives the very first John Peel Lecture.
The nature of music's power to communicate good ideas and good feelings as a mystical spiritual force.
Discussing the effect the internet is having on how we create, discover and share new music.
Be part of the conversation.
Watch and interact with the lecture live at the 6 Music website. Or listen tomorrow night from 7.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Jolly Jupiter. It's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Right, Muddy Waters. This is a song for Guy recommendation from James Hodgson. Let me find the email here. This is a really weird version of a song that I know very well. I say weird, it's got like a... almost like a 70s sex film vibe to it. It's and it also reminds me of the sort of Hot Rats era Frank Zappa, as well as the stuff that he did with Captain Beefheart as well. Do you know, I can't find James's email. I'm sorry about that, mate. He's recommended two this week as well. A serial recommender of songs for Guy is the Hodgson. I remember the gist of his email, though, and it was along the lines of... he'd spent a day not working when he should have been, digging up tunes that he thought we should play on the show. So I thought, yes, if you've been procrastinating all afternoon, James, then you can have two this week. And obviously, you've only got two because they're both great choices. So this is Tomcat, the electric mud version of Tomcat by Muddy Waters. See if you know what I mean about the sort of 70s hipster sleaze to it. And like I say, it's got this Frank Zappa... Captain Beefheart vibe to it. It's great. Anyway, Muddy Waters, Tomcat. And thank you to James Hodgson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Muddy Waters and the Electric Mud version of Tomcat. I feel a bit oily. James Hodgson recommended that song for Guy. If you have a song for Guy recommendation, the address is guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk or just go to my page on the Six Music website. And yeah, recommend a song based on what I play on the show and the music I make with my band and anyone else, if you know any of that stuff. Try and find a song that I've not heard before. James has found that one, Tomcat by Muddy Waters. He's also found this one, Bird's Lament by Moondog. A little bit of background on Moondog. He died in 1999. He was an American born Lewis Thomas Harding. He was a blind composer and musician and a poet, and he invented several musical instruments as well. He moved to New York as a young man and made a deliberate decision to make his home on the streets, where he spent approximately 20 of the 30 years that he lived there on the streets. Most days he could be found in his chosen part of town, wearing clothes he'd created based on his own interpretation of the Norse god Thor. So we're talking capes, horned helmets, long beard. He used to dress as Thor and hang around on 6th Avenue. He was known as the Viking of 6th Avenue. But he also created these crazy instruments. Let's remember he was blind. These crazy instruments. He was well known to the musicians of the day, from Bernstein through to all the jazzers. And I think this song I'm going to play for you now, you'll recognise it because it's been sampled to death. It's called Bird's Lament. And I think the bird he's referring to must be Charlie Parker, the jazzer. It says here, I'll just look at this now, he says he took his inspiration from street sounds such as the subway or a foghorn. It tended to be relatively simple but characterised by what he called snake time, and he described snake time as being a slithery rhythm in times that are not ordinary. I'm not going to die in 4/4. That's a direct quote from this guy. Very, very satisfyingly mad, this man. So he's a blind guy dressed as a Viking in New York. He knows Bernstein, he knows Charlie Parker, he knows all the guys. He lives on the street by choice. What's that music going to sound like if you give it the slithery snake time rhythm? Because he's not going to die in 4/4 time. I love this character. I love this song. Thanks once again to James Hodgson for recommending Moondog's Bird's Lament.
Thank you.
I don't know about you, but knowing his history, I could hear the streets of New York in the 50s there. I could hear it. Something about those chords, it's just brilliant. Like bits of ragtime thrown in and, yeah, what an amazing character. That was Moondog and Bird's Lament. I feel sure you probably recognised it. It's been sampled an awful lot, probably the most famously by Manchester's own Mr. Scruff, who's a lovely man. Granddaddy are old friends of mine. Just because they've split up doesn't mean they're dead. I shouldn't refer to them in the past tense. Granddaddy are lovely lads. The Software Slump is the place to start if you've never listened to their music. If you're a fan of the idea of sitting and listening to an album start to finish, and in that following a story and a theme and having a like a good lunch of a record, like a really satisfying feeling at the end of it, I urge you to get The Software Slump by Granddaddy. Have a look how long it is when it comes up on your iPod there and leave yourself exactly that amount of time to listen to it. This is one of the main themes of the record. Jason, the lyricist for the band, in fact, he practically wrote everything. Jason was really fond of this idea of nature and sort of kitsch technology living side by side comfortably. It's all described in Broken Household Appliance National Forest. Listen to the time changes in this tune as well. They give it real drama. Not enough tempo change in modern music.
Sit on the toaster like a rock. No need to worry about a shock. All of the microwaves are dead. Just like the salamander said. The refrigerators house the frogs. The conduit is the hollow log.
Yeah.
great, eh? From the software slump, do buy that album. Do yourself a favour. It's just brilliant. The Software Slump by Grandaddy. That's Broken Household Appliance National Forest. Don't steal it, buy it. We can't very well go on before I acknowledge some of the best news I've heard in years. In fact, the best news I've heard since I found out the Pixies were reforming. The Stone Roses are reforming. That's a whole generation of people growing up that didn't have the opportunity to see them play are going to get to see the Fab Four. This is the first Stone Roses song I ever heard and fell in love with. They did define my childhood, very much so. Here is Shoot You Down, and good one, lads. I don't care what your reasoning is. Thanks for getting back together. just great news. The Stone Roses have reformed. They're playing Heaton Park, which is practically next to my house. In fact, it isn't practically next to my house. It is next to my house. So couldn't be more convenient for me. Shoot You Down by the Stone Roses.
Sex Music. Mark Riley.
Monday to Thursday nights from 7.
What are you lot laughing at?
Ex-lovers are back in the room, hello.
Do you know, I normally take bands to task for not having a title for a song.
Yeah, it's a new song. Sorry.
How new?
It's actually not that new.
Live music every night.
And that is Lapel's De Rosa.
Deer Track.
Live in session.
Mark Riley.
We'll have a chat. Semi-sensible is the way I'm feeling at the moment, but...
Really?
Yeah, I know. It's a bit worrying, really.
Mark Riley.
Excellent stuff. Enjoyed the session, as I knew I would. Very, very much indeed.
Monday to Thursday nights from 7.
Sex Music.
Thank goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's finest hour on Sex Music.
Let's have a dive into the archive and surface with a pearl of audio for your delectation. We're specialising these days since... As a listener suggested the other week, Radio 4 have put most of the Desert Island Discs archive online. You can go and listen to any episode you want because the BBC rules. So you can listen to any episode you want, apart from the ones which were crudely edited before they were archived. What they did was they chopped the music out of quite a lot of the older Desert Island Discs, which is so ridiculously short-sighted as the programme is almost entirely based on music. It's called Desert Island Discs. Why would you chop out the music? Anyway, here is David Hockney. It's one we've rescued from that particular bit of the archive, and we've put his song back in. So he doesn't talk about the piece. So for you, it's the Liebstod from Tristan and Isolde. Liebstod means love death, from Tristan and, how do you pronounce that? Isolde or Isolde? Anyway, it's by Wagner. David Hockney chose it as one of his Desert Island Discs. Let's have a listen to him chatting now.
While you were a student at the RCA, you were already exhibiting and selling pictures.
Yes, after I'd been there about a year, I began slowly. I mean, I just sold a few to begin with and just really supplemented my grant at the time.
You had a good send-off from the Royal College. You won the gold medal.
Yes.
And to receive it, you wore a gold lamé coat.
Yeah, well, it's not really gold, but their medal wasn't gold either. I think it's just covered in gold leaf.
That's a terrible letdown. After you'd finished your studies, success came fairly easily. The dealers wanted your pictures. Do you think that gold lamé jacket helped? I mean, publicity is always important. I mean, had that got you talked about?
I don't know. I mean, I think I had to live it down, really. So I don't think it did. I think, like in painting, it's not as important, really, because the audience for painting is, one must remember, very small, and it really only affects a small number of people. And yes, even in those days, if you only do 10 pictures a year, all you have to do is find 10 people who'll buy them, which really isn't very many, is it?
Stodd from Tristan and Isolde. Love Death. Wagner. How do you follow Wagner? Easy. With the Velvet Underground, of course. And Nico. It's the Velvet Underground and Nico. This reminds me of, about 3 years of my life where I really didn't do much apart from get stoned.
It's just a restless feeling by my side. Early dawning, Sunday morning. It's just the wasted years so close behind. Watch out, the world's behind. There's always someone around you who will call. It's nothing at all. Sunday morning, and I'm falling. I've got a feeling I don't want to know. Nothing at all.
Sunday Morning by the Velvet Underground. I first heard that in Dr. Duddy's house. The Duddy's are family friends. In fact, I met Margaret Duddy for the first time in years the other night in the pub. I didn't realise that her husband is a mate of mine. Isn't that, you know, small world stuff? Why am I talking about the Duddy's? You don't know them. Yeah, that's right, Velvet Underground. I first heard the Velvet Underground in the Duddy's house. Both Dr. Duddy's had gone on holiday. And their daughter, Angela, who was a mate of mine, had a party and introduced me to the Velvet Underground. So, massive props to Ange Duddy. Right, 77 Hours by North Atlantic Oscillation. What I love most about this particular song is that they've brought back a synth sound that I haven't heard since Clannad did the theme tune to Robin of Sherwood. Something which Jonathan from Everything Everything admitted to being a fan of after I played some Clannad on the show, just to see what kind of emails I'd get. Happy memories, you see. So yeah, check out this synth sound at the beginning of this tune. I could probably find out what kind of synth it is. Is it like a Yamaha DX7 or something? Any nerds out there know what this is? I could probably look it up online, but what's the fun in that? Here's 77 Hours by the amazing North Atlantic Oscillation.
BBC Radio.
Six Music.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
Thank you.
promised to play that for you, didn't I? That's Conan Moccasin from Faking Jack. Sorry for the. Shall I start again? That was Conan Moccasin from the album Forever Dolphin Love, which is out now, and it's called Faking Jazz Together. I played it a couple of weeks ago, and I said I'd play it again. Many, many thanks, incidentally, to Jimmy Goodwin for filling in for me last week. Little bit too good, isn't he? Little bit too good. Yeah, I think you should lobby Six to get Jimmy his own show. Mind you, then who'd fit in? Yeah, who'd do my cover? Maybe not. Right, our featured artist this week is Bjork, because she has a new album out. I saw her debut it at this year's Manchester International Festival, and she was amazing. I want to sort of explore this idea with you. Quite often an artist will focus on one area of what they do for a while, and then go off and concentrate on another area of what they're doing, like perfecting and honing and, perfecting your craft, actually, perfecting your art. Here's my timeline with Bjork. I loved the Sugar Cubes. She was the most intriguing member of the Sugar Cubes to me. I loved her voice, particularly it was the song called Birthday, I think it was, which she sang the lead on. That was great. Debut album impressed me for its originality. It was very cutting edge production wise, and she was, you know, this real big kooky character. And although I loved it, I didn't buy it and didn't really immerse myself in her music. The odd song would really get to me. But the first album that I fell for was Vespertine, which unbelievably now, because I'm still recommending it to people, is 10 years old. Can you believe that? Vespertine, if you've not got it, is such a gorgeous record. The side of Bjork that loves kookiness, the little girl lost in the wood or turning into a bear side of Bjork, I can take or leave. It doesn't irritate me like I know it does some people. But the side of her that is a proud mother and a sensitive, rounded woman. And also she's quite nationally proud as well, which is not an easy thing to get into music. I love that side of her. I love this very, this love affair with nature that she's got and with science. And yeah, the album after Vespertine, again, it sort of, it went off into the woods for me. She's returned with her new record, Biophilia, and I feel like my Bjork's back again. Do you know what I mean by that? So there we go. To illustrate my point, actually, I'm going to play Unison from Vespertine, and then straight after it, I'm going to play Moon from the new record, Biophilia. So we've got 10 or 11 minutes of Bjork coming up, and in the middle, we'll just put one of those funky Six music stabs. We'll stick one of them on in the middle.
So much on me. Born stubborn, me will always be. Before you count 1, 2, 3, I will have grown my own private branch of this tree. You gardener, you discipliner, domestically I can obey all of your rules and still be free.
I would come through.
Mantra Luna. Mantra Luna.
Hands of the gods.
Moon by Björk from a new record, Biophilia. If you were a fan of Björk's record Vespertine, which I am, I'd say it's in my top 10 records of all time, then you'll love this new one, Biophilia. And thanks to Manchester International Festival, she did a brilliant performance of this record. If you get the chance to see her tour, Biophilia, I think you should take it. She's worth exploration, is our Björk.
Six Music is the news.
I didn't know how hard it would be.
The renowned.
The only one I know.
The pioneering.
The day my cut went mad.
Four unique artists.
All on one stage.
The Six Music Showcase in Salford.
An evening of live music. Hear highlights from the showcase featuring John Cooper Clark, Bombay Bicycle Club, Michael Kiwanuka and The Charlatans. Begins tomorrow night from 8.
The Six Music Showcase in Salford. BBC Radio.
Six Music.
The Beta Band were great. This is from Heroes to Zeros, and it's called Simple. It's a lovely little song about being bored, wanting to go out and being bored.
It's a Tuesday night, I can be with the people that I love tonight. They left me all alone, and I can't forgive them. I guess I'll be on my own. I tried to see it their way. I tried to be alone. I tried to do my own thing, but the trouble with your own thing is you end up on your own. It's a Tuesday night, and again I seem to be on my own.
A melancholy number from the Beta Band, that was Simple. There you go. Let's have a listen to this next song. This reminds me now, it used to remind me of my sister Gina. She knows every word to this next number and does a very good Noel Coward impression. My mate Brian used to do a good Noel Coward as well. He used to play songs in the style of Noel Coward, which is very entertaining when drunk. But it now reminds me of my mate Dougie Mauch, who's a very talented guitarist. You might know Doug's work. He was, he's the guitarist in Longview. You might know him from that. Anyway, Doug is a good friend of mine, has been for many, many years. And I put this on when we were on holiday in Italy. I don't know if you remember me telling you during the summer, we had a terrible holiday in Italy. Everybody got ill. Some of us hospitalised ill. And it was just, it was really, really bad. Anyway, to lighten the mood one evening, we drank some wine and ate some pasta. And I put this tune on to make everyone giggle. As Noel Coward started singing, Doug had what I can only describe as a physical reaction to the song. He just started shouting, "I hate this shit." He went absolutely mad. And he said, "This is everything I hate about Britain." That's what he said. So this is for Doug Mauch. I love him. It's Noel Coward. Poor Dougie. If you are listening, I'm sure you're going to tune out. This is A Bar on the Piccola Marina.
Now I should like to sing you a new song that I wrote only just last summer when I was having a holiday on the island of Capri. Each evening I used to sit on the piazza and watch these hordes of middle-aged ladies arriving by every boat, obviously all set to have themselves a ball. So startled was I by this rather macabre spectacle that I wrote this song about a respectable British matron who discovered in the nick of time that life was for living. I'll sing you a song, it's not very long, its moral may disconcert you, of a mother and wife who most of her life was famed for domestic virtue. She had two strapping daughters and a rather dull son, and a much duller husband who at 61 elected to retire and later on expire. Sing hallelujah, hey nonny no, hey nonny no, hey nonny no. He joined the feathered choir. Having laid him to rest by special request in the family mausoleum, as his widow repaired to the home they had shared, her heart sang a gay Te Deum. And then in the middle of the funeral wake, while adding some liquor to the tipsy cake, she briskly cried, "That's done, my life's at last begun." Sing hallelujah, hey nonny no, hey nonny no, hey nonny no, it's time I had some fun. Today, though hardly a jolly day, at least has set me free. We'll all have a lovely holiday on the island of Capri. In a bar on the Piccola Marina, life called to Mrs. Wentworth Brewster. Fate beckoned her and introduced her into a rather queer, unfamiliar atmosphere. She'd just sit there propping up the bar beside a fisherman who sang to a guitar. When accused of having gone too far, she merely cried, "Funiculi, just fancy me, funicula." When he bellowed, "Che bella signorina," sheer ecstasy at once produced a wild shriek from Mrs. Wentworth Brewster, changing her whole demeanor. When both her daughters and her son said, "Please come home, Mama," she answered rather bibulously, "Who do you think you are? Nobody can afford to be so loudy bloody da in a bar on the Piccola Marina." Every fisherman cried, "Viva, viva, and che ragazza!" When she sat on the grand piazza, everybody would rise. Every fisherman sighed, "Viva, viva, che bell'inglese!" Someone even said, "Whoops-a-daisy," which was quite a surprise. Each evening, with some light excuse and beaming with goodwill, she'd just slip into something loose and totter down the hill to that bar on the Piccola Marina, where love came to Mrs. Wentworth Brewster. Hot flashes of delight suffused her. Right round the bend she went, picture her astonishment. Day in, day out, she would gad about because she felt she was no longer on the shelf. Night out, night in, knocking back the gin, she cried, hurrah for Nick, you leave for Nick, you laugh for Nick yourself. Just for fun, three young sailors from Messina bowed low to Mrs. Wentworth Brewster, said scoozy, and abruptly gooster. Then there was quite a scene. Her family in floods of tears cried, leave these men, mama. She said they're just high-spirited, like all Italians are. And most of them have a great deal more to offer than papa in a bar on the Piccolo Marina.
Jolly Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Now then, it's not surprising that Hezekiah Leroy Gordon Smith adopted a nickname. Although he was celebrated for his outstanding, complex and dazzling talent as a jazz swing violinist, his nine-syllable name would never have caught on. So he became Stuff Smith, one of the most outstanding musicians of the swing era. His biggest influence was Louis Armstrong, which perhaps explains his unusual technique on the violin. The phrasing, the amplification of sound, even the mimicking of drawing breath with his bow, all were the approach of a horn player, and the result was a beguiling sound somewhere between violin, horn and the human voice. Robins and Roses is a shining example of his versatility, as his violin alternately hums along with the accompaniment, takes up the melody, and then dances playfully through a series of delightful extemporizations, all creating the perfect setting for his wonderful vocal. It's a simple song transformed into a delicious confection by a true jazz innovator. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Robins and roses, yes, and maybe a tree. Oh, a few morning glories, a cottage two stories high. Oh, the baby, the dirty, robins and roses, and your love for me. Just to live on forever, never to let love die. Baby, a place where the neighbors may drop in, and when they smile, when they see, oh, an armchair to stop in. Oh, the dip, dip, dimby, and the shim, sham, shimmy with the robins and the roses. Oh, bamboo-doo-doo, then love will be. Yes, the poem by Kipling, troubles go rippling by. Thank you.
Stuff Smith and Robins and Roses, as chosen by the wonderful Beckopedia. So we've been doing this thing every now and again over the past few weeks on the show, trying to listen to a song as if you've never heard it before. Now I've picked really sort of famous songs so far that everybody's definitely heard. This one is less, but still very, very famous. I want you to try and immerse yourself in this song in a way that you perhaps would have done the first time you heard it. It will be very familiar to the vast majority of you, I'm sure. But yeah, get in touch with me and let me know what listening to this song as if for the first time does to you. It's called Suzanne, and it's by a young gentleman that we're all very excited about that's coming through at the moment, called Leonard Cohen. Here we go.
Suzanne takes you down to her place near the river. You can hear the boats go by, you can spend the night beside her, and you know that she's half crazy, but that's why you wanna be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that come all the way from China. And just when you mean to tell her that you have no love to give her, then she gets you on her wavelength, and she lets the river answer that you've always been her lover. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you know that she will trust you, for you've touched her perfect body with your mind. And Jesus was a sailor when he walked upon the water, and he spent a long time watching from his lonely wooden tower. And when he knew for certain only drowning men could see him, he said, all men will be sailors then until the sea shall free them. But he himself was broken long before the sky would open. Forsaken, almost human, he sank beneath your wisdom like a stone. You want to travel with him, and you want to travel blind, and you think maybe you'll trust him, for he's touched your perfect body with his mind. Now Suzanne takes your hand and she leads you to the river. She is wearing rags and feathers from Salvation Army counter, and the sun pours down like honey on Our Lady of the Harbor. And she shows you where to look among the garbage and the flowers. There are heroes in the seaweed, there are children in the morning, they are leaning for love, they will lean that way forever while Suzanne holds the mirror. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you know you can trust her, for she's touched your perfect body with her mind.
Man weaves some magic with words, does he not? Leonard Cohen and Suzanne. Let me know what that stirred in you as a song, if you were indeed listening to it as if for the first time. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. That's guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. First aid kits are amazing. Great voice on this girl. This is Lion's Roar, and it's out on December the 5th. It's ace.
Somewhere of a lie.
Told you, first aid kit and lion's roar. So, now, Howie Gelb is an old friend of mine, an old friend of the programme. We met because I inadvertently stole a lyric off him and fessed up, as the Americans would put it, and he came on the show and talked all about it. In fact, I made a documentary for Radio 4 called The Honest Musician's Fear of Accidental Plagiarism, and the whole thing came from me stealing a lyric off Howie Gelb. Howie Gelb is most famous, of course, as Giant Sand. He's been releasing records for a long time. He has this very, very stylish way with words. This is from a benefit album that's coming out called Luz de Vida. It's a benefit compilation album for victims of, very unfortunately, a mass shooting that took place in Tucson, Arizona, which is where Howe lives and is very proud of living. On January the 8th, for reasons known only to himself, somebody tried to assassinate a lady called Gabby Giffords, who's a US representative. She was having a meeting with members of her constituency in a Casas Adobe Safeway supermarket parking lot, and this guy went on the rampage and shot many people. Six died, 19 was shot and six died. Gabby Giffords, who was apparently the main target, survived, and she's since been in the house. And yeah, a really awful thing that's obviously going to shake a community. How do you go about writing a song to soothe people when something like that has happened? Well, this is how you do it. Listen now to the great big heart of Howie Gelb. This is Giant Sand with Recovery Mission.
It's been rough around here since the episode. That day still echoes in Adobe. Hushed tones still abide in each abode. Jupiter rises beyond the valleys of the moon. Tears spit out from the universal eye. In our collective heart, they found water on Mars. Not much, but surely substantial. About a pound of frozen tears worth. As such, it's purely circumstantial. Now rain triplets wiggle. Landscape seems to offer its own escape. Step by step.
That was Giant Sand and Recovery Mission. And I hope that record's a big success. Go online and buy it. Luz de Vida by, well, it's a compilation album for victims of the Tucson shooting in January. This next song has become a default tune. I found it through you lot. It was a song for Guy recommendation about 3 years ago, I think. The gentleman singing is called Neil Halstead. The song's called Witless or Wise. And the lyric that I love the most is, I find it very touching. Tenements fell from the skies when love lights fell from your eyes. Tenements fell from the skies when the love lights fell from your eyes. Wow, that's sad and brilliant. Have a listen to the song Witless or Wise by Neil Halstead.
Sturdy and bright, no giver of life, are you witless or wise? Government warning, this lover may bore you, tattooed to my back. Tenements fell from the skies, when love lights fell from your eyes. Flags flying high, weary patient may rise. I don't think so, no. I don't think so at all. Not at all. Chasing the cars down around Marble Arch, old memory too far. It's lost in your eyes, not caught between thighs. Should we ask? Get to the edge, I jumped on my life, carried on. Flags flying high, weary patient may rise. I don't think so, no. I don't think so, no. I don't think so at all. Not at all. Ghosts in your eyes, well, they cry when you smile, and it hurts to be near. Tenements fell from the skies, when love lights fell from your eyes. Flags flying high, weary patient may rise. I don't think so, no, I don't think so, no, I don't think so.
Neil Halstead and Witless or Wise. That's all we have time for this week. It's been an absolute treat. I love talking to you. I love playing records to you. I love getting your emails and your pictures. Do keep them coming and keep the Song for Guy recommendations coming. That's my favourite thing about this programme. You are expanding my knowledge of all things music and it seems inexhaustible. Yeah, thanks very much to Michelle and Peter and Boz and Dave and all the people that helped put the show together at BBC North. Thanks very much to the Beckopedia, as always, for her brain and her wonderful radio voice. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you... 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Week, folks.
Spent another lonely midnight. Oh, what a lonely time to weep. I'm all alone. Midnight, I should have been fast asleep.
Ready on the right. Turn up that sound because it's round about midnight and this is Culture Clash Radio. After last night's 2-hour extravaganza, I'm going to kick back, relax and cross time, space and genres with a chilled selection that will include the likes of Disco Inferno, Tinariwen, Oliver Tank, Impact All-Stars, Maya Hawthorne, The Smiths and Nightmares on Wax, to name just a few. There's no time to waste, let's cut to the chase with the Step Kids. Legend in My Own Mind.
He's a